Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
It was another night of gun violence on New York City streets. 17 people were shot, most of them in Brooklyn. A 20-year-old man was killed in the lobby of a building on Williams Avenue. In East Harlem, a 17-year-old boy was shot in the head and killed while standing in the courtyard of the George Washington Houses. NYPD Chief of Department Terrence Monahan tells 1010 Winds, one reason for all this gang violence is the absence of a unit that had targeted guns.
The disbanding of anti-crime obviously has a huge effect. Those are our best cops out on the street grabbing guns, so there's a feeling that it's safe to carry a gun on the street. So we are looking for ways to change that mentality out on the streets by getting different units out there focusing on the guns that are on the streets right now.
He says bail reform has put more people back on the street, and the animosity toward police has cops hesitant to stick their necks out. A Bronx man is dead in a hit and run.
People who live and work around this intersection of East Tremont and Prospect Avenue say the car that hit this 51-year-old man was speeding. Noel Rivera says the impact must have been hard because it sounded like an explosion and woke him up. He is traumatized by what he saw outside.
Right now, I'm suffering so much inside. Like I saw how he burst out with blood out. His body is all opened up and his face is all messed up.
Police say he was attempting to cross East Tremont around 1:30 when the car going westbound hit him. Ismail works at a bodega at the corner.
His shoes was right here in the corner of the store. His shoes, and then his body was about 50 feet further down.
Friends say he leaves behind a wife and children, and they hope police find the driver of the sedan. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in the East Tremont section of the Bronx.
Ghislaine Maxwell, accused of aiding Jeffrey Epstein in a sex trafficking scheme, is scheduled to appear before a federal judge in Manhattan today for a bail hearing. At least one of Maxwell's alleged victims is expected to speak and ask that she be detained. Epstein, who killed himself in jail, had been charged with sex trafficking conspiracy, allegedly involving underage girls, in his homes in New York and Florida. Coronavirus cases have soared by more than a million globally in just 5 days to push the total global case number past 13 million. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. The World Health Organization's Director General has warned there would be no return to the old normal for the foreseeable future. The U.S. has the world's highest confirmed numbers with at least 3.4 million recorded cases and more than 135,000 deaths. One infectious disease expert describes Miami, with more than 2,000 coronavirus patients hospitalized and hundreds in ICU, as the new epicenter of the pandemic. Correspondent Rosa Flores says in the past 13 days, Miami-Dade County has seen staggering increases in the number of patients.
The state of Florida reporting yesterday more than 12,600 cases. And we're also learning about a new issue that has been lurking under the radar, and that is the need for medical personnel. We just learned this morning from Jackson Health that 200 of their employees are out with COVID-19. The positivity rate for the employees that they tested is 23%.
The Washington Post reports the Trump administration is poised to ask governors to consider sending in the National Guard to hospitals to help improve data collection about coronavirus patients. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the surge in coronavirus cases is due to the country's failure to shut down completely and then rush to reopen. He says states don't need to shut down again, but pull back a bit and then proceed by observing health protocols. President Trump yesterday said he has a very good relationship with Dr. Fauci, just days after saying that Fauci made a lot of mistakes. Some prominent doctors have questioned the nation's leadership battling this pandemic.
Four former CDC directors who served in both Republican and Democratic administrations taking the extraordinary step of publicly blasting the president for what they say has been a, quote, tragic indictment of science. They didn't mention President Trump by name, but their message was clear. The doctors saying sound science is being challenged with partisan pot shots, sowing confusion and mistrust at a time when the American people need leadership, expertise, and clarity.
That's correspondent Cecilia Vega. New York and New Jersey have joined more than a dozen states in Washington, D.C. in suing the Trump administration over its change to visas for foreign students. The administration wants to revoke the visas if colleges or universities are doing online-only classes this fall due to the COVID-19 instead of in-classroom learning. Acting Homeland Security Chief Ken Cuccinelli says if a university isn't going to open in the fall or if it's going to be 100% online, then we wouldn't expect foreign students to be in the U.S. for that. Harvard and MIT have also filed lawsuits, and nearly 100 members of Congress sent a letter to DHS urging the department to rescind its policy.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.